Okay, I'm a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, celebrating victory over a lifelong addiction to porn, working on honesty and trust in relationships. My name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello. And we are here tonight to talk about lesson number 19. This is the lesson on crossroads. This marks the beginning of a four-part lesson series we'll be doing over the next 6 weeks on Principle 7. So let's start out tonight by reviewing Principle 7, which says, read it with me, we reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. This lesson also introduces us to step 10, which says, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Oh boy, when we were wrong? It happens. And then also we want to review the scripture verse that applies to this lesson from 1 Corinthians 10:12, which is, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Well, if it seems like to any of you that there's a lot of action and a lot of suggestion that's packed into Principle 7, it's not just your imagination. We frequently heard it said that recovery overall is a process, and it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And these two time-honored phrases really apply to any discussion we have about Step 10 and Principle 7. So going back to that principle again, it starts by advising us to act by reserving a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer. So right there in the first phrase, not only do we have to reserve time, we have to do it daily. We need to spend it with God and use it to examine ourselves, examine His Word, and pray. It wasn't enough just to face our denial, surrender our lives and our wills over to Jesus Christ, take a searching, fearless, and honest look at ourselves and our lives, list, compile, and share our findings with ourselves, with God, and with someone we trust, becoming humble enough to let God start making major changes in who we are, become willing to make amends to those we've wronged, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt us, and actually make amends for the harm we've done to others. Whew. And after all that, now we're expected to reserve a time every day to look at ourselves, dive into the Word, and pray so that we can gain the power to follow God's will? Well, yeah. Nobody ever said recovery was easy, right? Many of us, actually, upon beginning this road to recovery, may have thought that this type of a journey, in fact, just getting through our inventory, let alone forgiving people and making amends to people, might have actually been impossible. That there was no way we ever could or would be able to change that much, grow that much, and complete the work that the first six principles in this program call us to do. And for all of us who've completed a step study, and for those who have worked the 12 steps in a secular recovery program, how many, by a show of hands, have done that? Worked a 12-step program? Good for all of you. Excellent. We know that without the presence of God's patience and love to guide us, without our personal relationship with Jesus Christ to walk this road with us, and without the trusted sponsors and accountability partners that He placed on the road to travel with us, there's just no way we could have done that. In fact, it is only because we completely worked Principle 3, turned our lives and our wills over completely to the care of God, that we were able to make this happen in the first place. There's two verses, both in the book of John, that encapsulate Jesus' view on our lives and on our need to walk in the truth if we want to truly become free and to become one with our Heavenly Father. John 8:32 reminds us that then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And John 14:6 defines the truth when Jesus tells us that He is. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Aren't we all glad now that we established that personal relationship with Him back when we worked Principle 3? Yeah, probably. One of the best parts of this program, I believe, for all the newcomers especially, is the fact that even if we have not yet started, completed, or even contemplated doing a step study, we can still gain very valuable insights and some real peace of mind by thinking about exactly what it is that Step 10 is suggesting for us to do every day. Some recovery programs call steps 10, 11, and 12 maintenance steps, but in reality, it is through these actions where we take a daily stock of ourselves, use prayer and meditation, and then carry the message to others that we really start to bear fruit of all the changes that God has made in our lives along the way. So let's take a look now at the three core elements of step 10 and what each of them say to us. And I think this is in the notes page, if I recall. Think of step 10 as three different actions. There's a what, there's a why, and a then what. The what part is the first part where it says we continue to take personal inventory. The why part is, and when we were wrong, and I don't think it's kind of anticlimactic to say what the then what is, we probably admitted it. The more analytical of us often ask that question, why? Because we want to know why. As if we don't know the why, there must be something wrong, right? And yes, for those of us who are wondering, we do have a group for that, if you're wondering what's wrong. But we really don't always know the why. And the beauty, again, of the program, we are not expected to. We don't have to. There's no requirement that we know why. That's why we trust God. In fact, the more we take stock of ourselves on a daily basis, and the more we find that we did something we shouldn't have, or we said something we shouldn't have, and then promptly admit it, we find that we will never again fall into the twin traps of denial and compartmentalization. And those two things together can put you in a box that's very difficult to get out of. As with any CR lesson, well, maybe except for lesson 25, we need an acrostic, and tonight is no exception. As you can see from your handouts, we focus our attention in tonight's acrostic on the word 10. Wonder where they came up with that idea. Anyway, here are the fill-ins for your sheet. The T in 10 is to take the time to do a personal, honest, daily inventory, with particular emphasis on personal, honest, and daily. The E is to evaluate the good and the bad. Remember, when we talk about an inventory, we always want to keep our inventory balanced and look at both the good and the bad, whether we're talking about a day, a week, a month, or our entire lives. And the N is our need to admit our wrongs promptly. Remember those three questions we talked about earlier, the what, the why, and the then what? Well, here's how those each fit with our acrostic tonight. So let's start with the what. By taking the time to do a personal, honest, daily inventory, we should be willing to ask ourselves really tough questions. In fact, the very kinds of questions we try to avoid when we were mired in our addictions and we were unwilling to even look at this part of ourselves. And oftentimes self-medicating to avoid thinking about these exact things. Things like, what did I do today that was bad? Or the converse, what did I do today that was good? Did I do or say anything that hurt somebody else today, that shamed somebody else today, that wronged somebody else today? There's that word again. Wrong. Do I owe any amends to anybody? Is there anybody in my life I have to forgive? Is there something that just, there's an unsettled something, and do I need to deal with that? What did I learn from what I did today on both the plus and the minus sides? And how can I make tomorrow better than today was? Well, the answer is, in every single one of those cases, if you're not sure or if you're still asking the question why, talk to God, because he's the one who has the answers to give you if you don't find them yourself. And keep in mind that Principle 7 and Step 10 are in some ways like Principle 4 and Step 4. But before you get intimidated by the thought of having to redo your inventory, just keep in mind that any inventory that we take of ourselves, whether it's an all-consuming inventory like a Step 4 inventory is, or if it's just a daily snapshot like a Step 10 inventory, it has to be balanced and take into account both the positive and the negative, the good and the bad, the plus and the minus of our day, each and every day. Just by taking the time to do this every day, and believe it or not, it may not even take you 5, maybe 10 minutes today to do it, which is really, if you think about it, a very small price to pay for the serenity that you receive from doing it, we find ourselves pausing just long enough to avoid slipping back into old, familiar hurts, habits, hang-ups, and other coping mechanisms that aren't nearly what it was that we got into recovery to try to avoid in the first place. There's a noted horse trainer by the name of Pat Pirelli who has a phrase that applies to this. He says, if you take the time it takes, it'll take less time. So give yourself 5 minutes a day to evaluate your pluses and your minuses, and you'll be amazed at what happens after you do that. So that second question, that why question, when we evaluate the good and the bad of our day, knowing full well that there should be, and often we hope always is, both good and bad in our day, if you're thinking that step 10 has something of a presumption of guilt in it by presuming that we're always going to be wrong somehow, or we're always going to do something wrong. There's that word again. Every day. Well, you know what? If you presume that, you're right. The step does not say if we were wrong, no matter how many of us wish that it did say that. It says when we were wrong. You ever heard the question asked, which would you prefer? Would you rather be right or would you rather be well? You ever heard that? In our old ways of thinking, we may prefer being right. Heck, some of us may still prefer that. Well, occasionally. All right, you don't have to admit it. But in our hearts, we know we'd rather be well. 1 John verses 8 to 10 says, if we say we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. If we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God a liar, for he says we have sinned. And we also see this in Romans 3, verse 23, where we read that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We also see it in John 3, verse 21, where Jesus encourages us to do this: whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. Well, step 10 and principle 7 help us to come into the light each and every day. And that hardly sounds like maintenance, does it? This brings us to question number 3, which is that then what part. So we have a choice every day to do one of two things with this truth that we are finding. We can either ignore it, or we can embrace it and we can live in it. If we're going to live in the truth, if we aspire to walk in the truth, if we hope and pray that we can deliver ourselves or have God help us to come out of our denial, out of our shame, out of our sin, out of our falsehoods, and into the truth, the way we do that is we need to admit our wrongs, and we need to admit them promptly. I shared previously that I thought I had things well under control once I achieved some level of victory over one of my addictions and compulsive behaviors. But the truth really was for me like that dreaded onion layer, that I had a lot more things that were going on lurking just below the surface. And once they were exposed to the light, I found out I had a whole lot more to work on. I have a feeling I'm not the only one in the room that can say that. But by working step 10 daily, honestly, and truthfully, and I was one of those people who didn't even see the need to work step 10. Ever been a two-stepper? I'm going to work step 1, I'm going to work step 12, and ignore all that pesky stuff in the middle? Tried that, been there, done that, it doesn't work, here to tell you. But by actually committing a couple of years ago to working step 10 every day as honestly and truthfully as I could, I find that I now have, for a change, an effective guardrail against slipping back into old, twisted, sick, delusional, addictive patterns. I encourage every one of you, whether you've done a step study or not, whether you're even in a step study or not, to consider working step 10 daily to the best of your ability. If you don't do any other steps in this program on a daily basis, start with trying out step 10. And you'll find as you start taking inventory of yourself every day and just look at the good and the bad and ask yourself, what did I do wrong today? What did I do right? What can I do better tomorrow? If you're really searching and fearless about that, you will gain a measure of victory over things that have been holding you back for a very long time. There is, believe it or not, there is an app for that. So if you're so inclined, there is an app to do the step 10 work every day. But the key element here is that, just like with a step 4 inventory, the only wrong way to do step 10 is not to do step 10. The only wrong way to take stock of yourself on a daily basis is not to take stock of yourself on a daily basis. And like I said a minute ago, the freedom you will gain from doing that, combined with the support of God's love and your personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, will bring you the peace and the serenity that you've long been seeking. If perhaps you're not an app person, or if you prefer to write, one way that you can easily track your good and bad points every day is to use a journal. When you go through a step study and you get to the 4th book in the step study and you work lesson number 19, you'll find 7 blank pages in the book for the purpose of doing exactly that. So it gives you a chance and a visual way not only for you to record the good and the bad each day, but then to start looking at it. Start taking a really good look at it. Maybe do this with a sponsor, an accountability partner, a trusted friend, someone who can help you to look for patterns. and look for ways in which you find yourself repeating the same things. Sometimes they're good things, sometimes maybe not such good things. But look for those things that get repeated especially and ask yourself, is that something you want to encourage yourself to continue doing, or is it something that you would like very much not to be doing anymore? If you aren't in a step study and you start doing that, you're going to have a leg up like you can't imagine when it comes to doing your full step four inventory. Share them with your sponsor or a trusted accountability partner, and then set up a personal action plan to ask for God's help to overcome them. Remember, Romans 3:23, we all sin and we all fall short of the glory of God. And here's a surprise. He also knows that we do. So it's not going to surprise God to find out that you've come to a realization that you're going to sin and you're going to fall short. Don't hesitate to ask him for help, for guidance, or for the opportunity to steer you back into the right direction when, not if, but when, you go a little bit astray. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your grace, for your patience, and for the countless blessings that you bestow upon every one of us every single day. We are comforted greatly, greatly, by the knowledge that you already know all there is to know about our past, all about the good and the bad things that we've done every day, whether we write them down, whether we confess them to ourselves, or just whether we know them ourselves. And you also know what we need to do in order to remain resolute in our walk with you. As we work Principle 7, and as we work Step 10, and we take this daily stock of ourselves with the hope that we ultimately gain the power to follow your will for our lives, we ask again that you give us the strength and the courage to face our wrongs, to step into the truth of your Son, Jesus Christ, and to rely on the people you've placed on our personal roads to recovery for this exact purpose. We thank you for each of them and for all you do for each of us, as we seek to glorify you in all that we do. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.